From tension to pension, after 40 years in public service, the steadiest heart in Town Hall is going home. The phone on her desk at Longboat Key Town Hall rings, and Trish Schinkel answers it mid-sentence, mid-interview with Longboat Key News, without losing her place. A resident needs something. She listens, fixes it, and picks up exactly where she left off. In 45 minutes, it rings more than 3 times, and each time, the choreography is the same. The reflex of a woman who has spent 2 decades being the human voice, a great many frightened, frustrated, or simply curious people on this island reached. For 20 years, she has been that voice. After June 19th, she won't be. Schinkel, the town clerk, is retiring, capping more than 40 years of public service, the last 20 at Town Hall, where she climbed from deputy clerk to a department head who answers to no one but the town manager. Hers was the quiet kind of power, not the official who gives the speeches, but the one who makes sure they're recorded, lawful, and still findable a decade later. The gatekeeper. The keeper of the record. The town Switzerland. Because of you, the tributes have started, and they don't read like form letters. The honor has been all mine for sure. Commissioner Gary Coffin wrote to her, "Our town is what it is, respected as it is, and forward-thinking that it is. Because of you. You will be missed, and definitely not forgotten." Schinkel announced her own news the way she's done most things, in writing, for the record. "Public service has been more than a profession to me," she told town manager Howard Tipton. "It has been a calling." Of the island where she spent the last and longest chapter, she allowed herself a single line. "I definitely feel that I saved the best for last." A New Year's baby from Bradenton. You cannot get more local than Trish Schinkel, and she'll tell you so. She was born at Manatee Memorial Hospital on New Year's Day, a baby Capricorn who arrived during the Orange Bowl and has been working straight through her own birthday ever since. She grew up in Bradenton, 8 years at St. Joseph Catholic School, and then Manatee High, and today, almost too neatly, lives in the very family home where she was raised. Home was loud and full, the second youngest of 8 children, 3 brothers, 4 sisters, a household she calls a commission of its own, with a Korean War veteran father who never sat still, and a daughter who took after him in soccer, softball, and basketball. The Longboat Key of her girlhood was wilder and smaller, with bigger trees and more forest. The family went out to Beercan Island, stayed in mom-and-pop cottages, and fished. She still loves to fish. 2 blocks from the river. The babysitting break. Her career began not in an office, but in a living room. As a teenager, she babysat for R.B. Chips Shore, the legendary Manatee County Clerk of Court, her first brush with the people who keep the public's records. At 17, Shore offered her a job, and she was off. Soon working accounts receivable at Manatee Memorial Hospital, and, by the 1980s, serving as an assistant vice manager at Exchange National Bank. She didn't, she points out, spend 4 years drifting through college. She was holding down serious jobs while her peers chose majors. She learned everything on the job, through sheer dedication. Admin, accounting, numbers, and the promotions kept coming because she kept earning them. "I'm a numbers person," she says, which from a self-effacing woman counts as bragging. She is organized, she is tireless, and yes, she works on her birthday. 40 years, 3 governments. Her public career traces the region that raised her. 8 years with the city of Sarasota, 13 with Sarasota County, 20 with the town of Longboat Key, and she'd do every day again. She arrived in 2006 as a deputy clerk under then-clerk Jane O'Connor and rose to the top of an unusual office. The town clerk is one of the few jobs Longboat Key can't simply eliminate, written into the charter and hired by the town manager alone. She always knew what her chair was worth. "Out of the Twilight Zone, when she got here," she says. She thought she'd wandered into the Twilight Zone. Commission meetings were still captured on old cassette tapes, undigitized, 1 coffee spill from oblivion. She changed all of it, never stopped modernizing, and turned out public records requests on demand the whole time. She is, above all, big on the record. And she kept it for an island full of type A personalities, where nearly everyone has run something. Some of her proudest work was invisible. She got the town to codify that an ordinance becomes law upon adoption, ending the months of limbo such measures used to sit in, and pushed the commission to start formally approving its workshop minutes. She credits much of it to David Person, the town attorney she came to love across his 23 years. A man with no patience for anyone who wouldn't tell the truth, a sharp wit, and the instinct to trust her. Switzerland. She is the gatekeeper, she says. Every record, every phone call, every scrap of commission direction flows through her office, where she is both the front line at the counter and the spine in the back, adapting to the personalities who come and go while she stays. What she never did was tell anyone what to think. The clerk's office is Switzerland. She has opinions, but the integrity of the record depends on her swallowing them, and in 20 years of charged meetings, that discipline never cracked. How does a person carry that much tension and stay so calm? The bridges, she says. Every time she drives the spans off the island, something in her resets. The bridges cleanse and de-stress the soul. Four managers, one steady hand. Over 20 years, she served four town managers and offers a clear-eyed, affectionate report on each. Bruce Street Dennis leaned on his department heads and hired the strongest he could find. Dave Bullock was a micromanager, into every last detail. Tom Harmer was a mixture of the two. And Howard Tipton, she plainly adores. The team around her now she calls the best she's ever had. For their skills, their attitudes, the way they actually work together. And Tipton, she notes, trusts them. After 2 decades of watching people pass through, she doesn't say that lightly. She saw it all. To sit where Schinkel sat is to watch a small island endlessly remake itself. She saw the beach groins go in, and the utilities vanish underground. She sat through the bruising fight over the Longboat Key Club's islandside expansion, the resident lawsuits against the town, the club's eventual sale to Ocean Properties, and she had a front-row seat for the saga that defined a generation, the slow fall of the Colony Beach and Amp Tennis Resort, once the country's top tennis resort, into bankruptcy, closure, and years of litigation. And then, on the same sand, the rise and 2024 opening of the St. Regis. A full cycle, recorded the whole way. They needed to hear a voice. If one chapter undoes her a little, it's the 2024 hurricane season, back-to-back storms that scattered the island. Her staff worked remotely, around the clock, hour after hour. And they found that for residents who'd lost a home, or were just desperate to know how bad it was, the town clerk's office was the first place they could reach a living person. Between the two storms, Schinkel's team, Trish herself, with Savannah, Cece, and the utilities staff, answered some 7,000 calls, staying late, day after day. They needed to hear a voice. She says, it is, in 4 words, the entire job. The one she'll carry. Ask after her favorite commissioners and the names come fast. Joan Webster, Lee Rothenberg, Jeremy Wutma, George Spohl, Randy Clare, Bob Siekman. She loved Webster, a former mayor who backed the staff fiercely, who'd call you out if you were wrong, but treated everyone as the professional they were. Spohl, she laughs, liked her for reasons she could never name, and was always blessedly to the point. Among today's commission, she singles out B.J. Bishop for her persistence and for keeping the real good of the town at heart. The losses are part of the record, too. She adored the late Al Hogel, the police chief killed in 2012 when his Ducati went off a fog-bound North Carolina mountain road. Down to earth, a people person, with the same easy energy she sees now in Chief Russ Mager. And she ranks Fire Chief Paul Desi at the very top. She doesn't believe anyone could serve this community better. So devoted, so quick with a joke, forever trying to make his department better. The hard part. Not every memory is warm. Over 20 years, she had to let perhaps half a dozen people go, and her read on why is unsentimental. The ones who didn't last, she says, treated the work like a job, rather than a commitment to the team and to the mission, .home. For all the weight she carries, her home life is happily ordinary. There's family in town, a daughter, Stacy, and twin grandsons, and a soft spot for her 2 dogs, a boxer mix and a chocolate lab, who could not care less that she keeps the public record. The second act now begins the second act, and she's starting at a sprint, a family cruise to Alaska in June, then a boulder leap in September. Panama, to visit Sandy Henley, a former town hall colleague who retired to the tropics and loves it, and who happened to be one of the first to welcome Schinkel in 2006. Another full circle. B. Because her last official day is June 19th, but she's banked a stockpile of leave, the coming weeks will go to shopping and packing, rather than the front counter. Tipton has already hired her successor, Celine Kidwell, from Eloy, Arizona. A choice Schinkel, true to form, had no part in. The job, she notes, is mostly dictated by statute anyway. Her friends swear she'll be bored by year's end. She has a plan. Her brother works for the Sarasota Police Department, and if it gets too quiet, maybe she'll become a crossing guard. Blow a whistle, throw up a hand, walk a few kids safely across. After 40 years, it would be a gentle shift. From tension to pension. Last Tuesday, employees and residents packed town hall to share a cake beneath a banner that read, perfectly, from tension to pension. Tipton has said he truly admires her, that she cares deeply about her staff, that she'll be missed. Ordinary words, made true, because, this time, everyone means them. Trish Schinkel has long hair and deep blue eyes, and a steadiness that 20 years of commission meetings could not wear down. She loved the work, and she regrets none of it. When she drives off the island for the last time as town clerk, over the bridges that always cleansed the soul, the record will be in order, because she built it to be. The minutes will be approved. And somewhere, a phone will ring at the front desk of town hall. For the first time in 20 years, someone else will answer it.